Good morning. I'm Omar Fatu. I'm joined by reporter Bill Hoppe for this week's edition of Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the Buffalo Sabres. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, we're recording this on Wednesday before the holiday, so we won't be talking about Wednesday night's game against Nashville. We are a quarter of the way through the season. The Sabres are below 500, and lately this team's having a lot of trouble putting the puck in the net. They'd scored just 5 goals total in their last 5 games heading into that Nashville game, losing all 5.
Yes, it's really shocking how bad the offense has been. You go down the lineup and there's lots of established scores, and across the board, almost everyone's struggling, maybe other than Ryan O'Reilly. Evander Kane has 1 goal. Brian Gionta has 1 goal. Marcus Foligno has 1 goal. Tyler Ennis has 3 goals and is struggling as badly as he's struggled in a long time. Going into the season, it seemed like this could be an offense that was one of the league's better ones, maybe a top 10 offense, maybe a top 15 offense. It certainly seemed like it would be a bit better than the last 2 years when they only scored around 150 goals. And right now, they're not much above that pace, believe it or not.
It seems what you saw in the last week with 2 games each against Dallas and St. Louis, 2 of the better teams in the league, is that teams like that tend to finish their scoring chances, and the Sabres often don't.
Yes, the Sabres have had some good opportunities. Monday against St. Louis, they hit 3 or 4 posts. I think they hit a few in the first period. And for some of these guys, if they can just get 1 goal, it does so much for their confidence. It just changes their outlook. They just feel better about everything, but they can't even get that 1 goal. It's amazing when you look at some of these guys and a quarter of the way through the season, the pace they're on. I mean, is Brian Gionta really going to score 4 or 5 goals this year? Is Johan Larsson ever going to score? We're at a stage now where you start to wonder what's going on with some of these guys.
One player who's going through a bit of a slump is rookie Jack Eichel. Is this a case of a young guy still adjusting to the rigors of the pro game?
I think it is. And we say slump, but I mean, he still has 6 goals, which is second on the team behind Ryan O'Reilly. And even within this quote-unquote slump, he's getting 2, 3, maybe more good, strong chances again that he's generating from his own talent. So you look at those chances and you figure sooner than later he's going to start finishing some of those.
Well, give us some more of your thoughts at the quarter point of the season, some positives, some negatives. Who has exceeded expectations? Who else is struggling in your mind?
I think one guy who's exceeded expectations is Ryan O'Reilly. He was brought here, of course, to be the number one center, and everyone kind of knew he was a very good all-around player. But I think when you see him up close and you see that he really does everything well, every facet of the game, plays constantly, takes draws all over the ice, just makes little plays within the game that might go unnoticed but are so, so huge. I think his value to the Sabres is just huge, and he's been their top player for the first 6 weeks here. I think Rasmus Ristolainen, the young defenseman, has been another big surprise. Most of us knew he would be pretty good someday, but with Zach Bogosian gone, he subbed very well, played a lot of big minutes. I think Jake McCabe, another defenseman who wasn't really supposed to be on the opening night roster, he's turned a lot of heads, and he's carved out a role as a top 4 defenseman. Biggest disappointments, we can go down the list. I think it's that group of forwards that can't score. Brian Gionta, Johan Larsson, Marcus Foligno, Tyler Ennis. They've been a big, big disappointment as a whole. And I think as a team, this is kind of what we expected from the Sabres. We'd see a lot of signs of progress. There'd be some hiccups. There'd be some steps back. They're just kind of a raw work in progress. They're coming out of a major rebuild. They have all these new faces, a new coaching staff. But I think a quarter into the season, for them to be in last place in the Atlantic Division with 18 points is quite disappointing.
Bill Hoppe talks Sabres hockey each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.